Try here. Without rehearsal. If you got somebody there, I gotta set this thing up here a little bit here. Yeah, and then I'll get it set in. You can move me right now.
We're gonna have Brianna Faulkner is going to do the minuet on the piano. Big hand for her.
I'm Announcement. Walmart Stores, that sells husbands, has just opened in Dallas, Texas, where a woman may go to choose a husband from many men. Among the instructions at the entrance is a description of how the store operates. There are only six floors. It states that the attributes of the men increase as you go up the levels. There is, however, a catch. As you open the door to any floor, you may choose any man from that floor, but if you go up a floor, you cannot go back. So except for exiting the building. So a woman goes to Walmart husband store to find a husband. On the first floor, the sign on the door reads, "These men have jobs." The second floor reads, "These men have jobs and love kids." The third floor reads, "These men have jobs, love kids, and are extremely good looking." Wow, she thinks, but feels compelled to keep going. She goes to the fourth floor. It reads, "These men have jobs, love kids, are dead drop gorgeous." How did you know? "Help with the housework and have a strong romantic streak." She is so tempted to stay, but goes to the sixth floor. The sign reads, "You are visitor 3,456,012. To visit this floor, there are no men on this floor. This floor exits solely as a proof that women are impossible to please. Thank you for shopping Walmart's husband store."
Yeah! The last line was the truth. Next, we're gonna. Are you ready? Come on. Come on. Hey, come on.
Okay.
I just take it and I set it down on my lap. You can hold it like this and play it from it. I lay it down on my lap. And I'm going to play songs, Crown Him Kings of Kings, Lord of Lords.
The name right, Marcel the Brawl the
Thank you.
Thank you. That's a nice voice. That's a beautiful song. Next, we're going to hear from Chantel McCormick. Justin and Justice and Caitlin. We're going to do an act out of the story of Job. Give them a hand. Come on up.
I'm here to tell you the story of Job, a man who is faithful to Christ and was blessed with a long life, plentiful land, a big family, and plenty of cattle. Cattle. Our story begins as God and Satan converse about Job.
Have you met my servant Job? He's so faithful to me. Okay, I'll give it in your hands, but don't hurt his body.
Okay, awesome. I will destroy his family, his cattle, and I'll kill them all.
Job, your house is destroyed and your children and cattle are all gone.
Friends mourned with him for 7 days and nights.
I'm
Since you have been so loyal to me, I will give you 4 children, double the size of your house and your cabin.
The end.
We're going to have Jim McCormick going to read a poem. Okay, girl. Jim McCormick. Big hand for Jim.
I need your help because I have to go up. You better sit.
Thank you. Although this poem was written from a personal standpoint, my purpose is to show God's love, power, and the dire need for all humanity, past, present, and future, to come to know God and to return His love to Him. I long to be with Jesus, the world to go is strong. I need for Him to hold me. I pray the wait will not be long. And though you all may feel the same, we need to tell others it's Jesus only that heals the feet of the lame. And show them what to cling to and what to forsake. It's Jesus only that fills that empty ache. We need to tell others it's Jesus only that is loving and kind. He knows all of our sorrows and woes. It's Jesus only that opens the eyes of the blind. And tell them they are living their lives with the horse behind the cart. It's Jesus only that mends that broken heart. And tell them who are frail and weak, who look in wrong places, it's Jesus only and Him alone they need to seek. And those who have come to the end of the rope, when all is dark and they see no light, it's Jesus only that gives that blessed hope. And will it not be oh so great when at last opened is that beautiful gate, and our parents by the hand will bring to acquaint them with our Savior and King. And the splendor of His ways will be so widely known, for in the distant past the precious seeds of eternal love were sown. From heaven to earth Jesus was sent that we might see ourselves, become broken, sorry, and repent. There are no words to describe the beauty that's ahead, all because Jesus died in our stead. For all eternity we will be with God and the just, loving Him with the love that He loved us.
Thank you. Well, I guess I got all the action here, so I kind of got red tie. But I'm going to read a little ditty I kind of like as a bit is a truth. Subject, ain't it the truth? thought I'd let my doctor check me because I didn't feel quite right. All those aches and pains annoyed me, and I couldn't sleep at night. He couldn't find no real disorder, but he wouldn't let it rest. What with medicine, care, and Blue Cross, he would do a couple tests. To the hospital, he tested me. Though I didn't feel that bad, he arranged for them to give me every test that could be had. I was born with a cystoscope, my aging frame display stripped on a nice cold table while my gizzards were extracted. I was checked for worms and parasites, for fungus and rust. While they pierced me with long needles, taking samples of my blood. Doctors came to check me over from throat and push and poked around to make sure I was living, and then they wired me for sound. They have finally concluded. Their results have filled the page. What I have received someday kill me. My affliction is old age. I want to thank each and every one of you. Come here, Sarah. What do you need? Oh, what is it called?
She just put it down for me on her head. We can do it. You want to do it?
Sarah and her dad will do as a deer. Sorry about that.
Well, $10 won't buy you what it used to. Want the money back here.
As the tear comes from the water, some song is after me. You alone on my heart seem tired and I long to worship thee. You alone are the strength my shield. You are my savior. after, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You are more than a sweet machine.
About the fun show, it's sort of, we don't have a lot of orientation for the family doing things together and all. I think it's wonderful to work with your family because they're so important. And I want to thank each and every one of you for all your work. We couldn't have had the show without you. Thank you. And see you next year.